Full Service Radio.
Full Service Radio.
Pretty good.
Yo, it's my own remix of shit, or my own echo, you know?
Like that was like, good.
That was really good.
Thank you, Lawrence. I wanna welcome you. just wanna thank you. Welcome to GTFO Radio. My name is Allison Lane.
And I'm Paige Plissner.
Just to give you guys a little bit of context of in the environment right now. Well, let's take it back real quick. GTFO Radio is a show about pop culture and politics from beautiful women's perspective. Today, there are some motherfuckers out here trying to step to us for no reason. We didn't even invite that shit. So Paige is actually standing up here.
I'm standing.
In the studio today.
Yeah, bitches out here taking photos of us. Hi.
Come on me. Come for me. Come for me.
Yo.
Fight him.
We here.
We out here. I wish that you had like...
Paige, the first, like a bigger first host to do this shit standing up in here.
Oh, really? No one else stood up?
A pioneer.
No, because nobody else wants to fight.
You're a podcasting pioneer.
I can see clearly now. The hoes are gone.
See, it looks like Paige is tracking vocals more so than doing a podcast.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's great.
My fucking glasses keep fogging up.
Yeah, because it's too hot in here.
Yeah.
Is it hot in here?
I don't know. Maybe it's my hair keeps like...
I could turn these.
Happens to me like all the time.
Your hair does not make your glasses fog up.
Yeah, it creates this like bubble of hot air because my ego...
Like, that's not a thing.
It's totally
That's not a thing, my friend. But that's real cute that you think so. Also, you look very cute today.
Oh, thank you.
I must say so myself.
You look amazing.
Girl, I'm trying.
So we were not here last week.
We weren't. Yeah. Somebody had to go to a fucking festival.
Full service.
Yes.
And get their whole life.
Congratulations.
On surviving? Yeah, thanks.
Yes, welcome back.
I'm here.
Welcome back
Bonnaroo.
To Earth.
Ronnaroo.
I saw a lot of pictures, and most of them were just white girls' boobies.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. That's what I imagine Bonnaroo is. That's what the O's in Bonnaroo stand for.
There's a lot of that.
Boobies.
Boobie-roo.
Crusty boobs.
Oh, dirty boobs.
Yeah, over here. ODB.
Oh, dirty boobs.
Yeah,
Oh my God, it's your new rap name.
It's ODB.
I like that.
I was playing some old throwback tunes at one point, and I cut the fader. I'm like, make some motherfucking noise if you're over 30. And it was
crickets. And everybody cried.
Crickets.
Everyone's like, and I was in like, 10 years.
Make some noise if you're under 24. And then it went crazy.
Woo! Like,
God damn.
Oh my God, I'm so high right now. So today is going to be a really cute ass day.
Yeah, I'm not really sure.
I'm excited now.
Yeah, I know. You should totally keep listening.
You should keep listening. The theme today is, I don't know, what the fuck? What's going
on? What the fuck?
You had a theme.
That was the theme.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Oh, okay.
What the fuck is hockey?
Seriously.
Good question.
What the fuck does Trump think he's doing with North Korea?
Girl, I don't know.
Yeah, the answer is literally nothing.
Literally is what the fuck.
Net neutrality ended.
What the actual fuck, girl?
What the fuck? What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Initiative 77 here in D.C., which is, what, like a proposal for employers to pay service workers minimum wage or $15 instead of
a tip minimum wage.
Yeah, instead of what, like $3 and then they get tips.
Yeah.
Rely on tips.
So what the fuck?
Yeah, which is something that I think a lot of states are questioning as we also tackled the issue of minimum wage.
Yeah.
And a living wage. So, yeah.
So what the fuck?
Yeah. State primaries. I don't know. We're not a state, so what the fuck are those?
Correct. Washington, D.C. does not have a... Was this a congressperson?
Voting.
Well, we can't vote. But
voting Congress. We have
a senator.
Yeah, but we have representation, but no like actual vote. They're just like, I don't know.
They're just a joke.
What's the word when it's
that
like
pay for?
Celebratory?
Honorary?
Honorary. It's like just for show.
Like a pageant horse.
Oh, God. Don't say like a pageant horse.
She's like, they're like a pageant horse for Congress. I don't vote, but I'm here. Yes.
All right, we'll go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Horses are pretty too.
I guess something with blockchain. I don't really know what.
I don't have anything for that. So
it's all fucked.
Girl, I don't know what it is.
I'm just saying.
I just wanted to know.
Well, it's technology.
Can you explain it to me? Because I don't know what the fuck it means.
Yeah, but later. I don't know like what.
Yeah, what are they doing now? Why are you ready to fight them now?
I'm not.
Because this dude ain't got no socks on. And his ankles ain't right.
Oh, stop. Can they hear us?
I don't give a fuck. He should have put some socks on.
His ankles are not right.
His ankles are not right. And you need to trim up that neck, son.
Wow.
She's looking. Because she like wishes he were hot, but he's not.
I really do. Because you know what? You know I like weird-ass looking dudes.
I know.
That's your thing, yeah?
Yeah, but he ain't got no butt either, so like he's got a lot of problems. Turn around.
That would be a swipe left if this worked.
Nah, not my type. Nah. Ankles ain't right, neck's not right, and his face is not... He's like a daytime...
She reconsidered.
She did.
I did.
She
hesitated.
I heard that in real time.
She fucking hesitated.
Yeah, I was like, she's like, He's all right.
Fucking funny.
Shit. I mean, I'd probably do. Nothing's right, but I'd still do it. Because what the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Am I right?
Okay. So I think we should take a break. The coffee line looks like it's dying down, so we're going to let producer Jack... Go get some coffee.
I'll see what's up with your man's too.
Yeah, ask him what his number is.
Take a picture.
This is the Riri Rhythm from Mess Kid. What up, Mess Kid? Didn't they tell you that I was a bad bitch? Didn't they tell you that I was a bad bitch? Didn't they tell you that I was a bad bitch? Didn't they tell you that I was a bad bitch?
You're gonna like start rapping now. No, you pulled out your phone like it was like about to be a thing.
I'm like ready. That's how Kanye does.
Looks like
it.
You had some lyrics lined up, but you obviously do not. Welcome back to GTFO Radio. Let's get started on what the fuck is going on today.
Yeah.
The thing.
I asked for an iced coffee and asked if they could bring it in. They were really confused. So
yeah,
they can't. They're just overwhelmed over there.
They're literally not. There's three of them and they're serving two people. So I don't.
Ooh, bloop bloop. Let me pour this tea real quick. let me get every little drippity drop. Okay.
Sorry, I did that for like 4 years. And I serviced way more people at once.
I like it.
It was blowjobs.
Full service. Full
damn it. Okay.
Oh, sorry. I'm such a hater today.
So, hockey.
I think we just start laughing. We're like, yeah. So, our wonderful... what are they called?
Washington Capitals. Yes.
Won the Stanley Cup for the first time ever.
This is very weird that you're looking down at me right now. I don't like this.
It feels a lot better.
I feel...
Oh, thank you so much. Wow, that actually worked. Jack, your
Jack,
coffee's
look.
Here.
Jack, you have coffee now.
It's for me?
Yes. Yeah.
I assumed, right? It was iced coffee, yeah. Right? Thank you so, so, so much.
Thank you.
Really, really, really appreciate it.
He really needs it.
Oh, man. Guys... I just want to thank Paige and Allison.
Yeah, I'm also going to stand now because it's just...
And the guy with the ankles.
Ankle guy.
What's ankle doing? Ankle went downstairs, so you know where I'm going later.
To the ankle conference?
To the ankle conference.
Wasn't that funny, but I thought it was.
So, yeah, so that hockey team...
Yeah, the parade was on Tuesday. We're really...
Yeah, but they won last week. Yeah. So I guess it was a historical win. The first time that somebody from Washington, D.C. won in, what, 44 years? Well, like, hockey-wise, right? Well, the hockey sports.
You mean, like, any sport?
Like all sports,
no,
I think, yeah.
No, in all the sports?
Yeah, we haven't won shit in...
When was the last time the Redskins won? I thought they won in, like, the 90s, and that's definitely not 40 years ago.
I really don't think... That happened.
I think it happened.
It's the first championship in 25 years, dog.
25 Congratulations. Years.
So
yeah, the last one was...
The 90s.
WNBA? Oh, no, I don't know. I can't read. Never mind.
You can.
So,
it's okay.
We all know that sports are great.
Yeah.
I have just been amazed here in Washington, D.C. how many white people didn't go to work. For the past 7 days.
Well, the federal government actually, it was advised that they give their employees like 2 hours leave on Tuesday to attend the parade. So it was like, you know, a government thing that you don't go to work.
So shout out to white people. You win again. Not only the Stanley Cup, but, you know, the jobs.
The jobs,
because you didn't have to go to work this week because the Stanley Cup. You're like, I'm sorry, I'm really fucked up. Did you know that history happened, guys?
Well,
history.
I mean, it is history, isn't it?
Whose side are you on?
I mean, this is history.
The white side.
Ouch.
Ouch.
Boo. So I've actually seen them quite a few times this week. Out in the streets of the Washington Capitals.
Did you go to the parade?
Team. Hell the fuck no, I didn't go.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Me either. I had a doctor's appointment before the parade, but it was downtown, and I get on the metro, and I could barely fit, and I was like, God damn it.
Yeah.
Some dude's on his phone, like, we can get onto the gray line. I'm like, there is no gray line. What the fuck?
Isn't it purple?
No,
it's silver. It's silver.
And, like, who the fuck are these motherfuckers who are not from here, clearly don't read anything about, like, local news, because they're still calling it the gray line, but they're, like, decked out in Caps gear. Like, I don't fucking...
That's the beauty of Washington, D.C. People got a lot of opinions and judgments and think they know shit, but they don't know anything.
Yes, fucking lame.
They don't know a goddamn thing. And honestly, what the fuck to them? What the fuck are you doing?
I don't know. Whatever.
I don't understand why it wasn't a bigger issue to you that these white people didn't go to work all week.
Well, because I don't...
But they found a lot of time.
I think it was, like, all week. Like, I don't really know.
Girl, I've been seeing people hammered in the streets, laid out over the fucking Capitals.
Yeah.
I guess I'm out more, too.
Yeah, I'm, like,
at
home.
Just like, my God. How are y'all so drunk? I saw this girl walking down the sidewalk. What day was that? Like, the day of the parade. Which is not really an excuse, because they were starting bar specials in Washington, D.C. at, like, 9 a.m.
Yeah. They were.
Like, full-ass drink specials. And it's, like, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I see people stumbling down sidewalks at Adams Morgan, and I'm like, How did you get over here? How did you walk over here? Who? What Lyft driver has puke in their car right now?
I don't know. Maybe because school's out too. It's like a lot of college age people.
And no, these are people with jobs. Woo! I'm telling you, getting to go to work. Okay, I will end this issue because clearly I'm the only one that matters. Like, you know, that cares about why people didn't go to work this week.
Can you tell me
for
why?
For fucking hockey.
Can you tell me why Dennis Rodman was crying?
I can't because I don't know why he's crying.
You literally don't know.
Okay, so Dennis Rodman was crying on the news because he's had a very strong relationship with what Kim Jong
Un.
Yo, he's like, I have been receiving death threats. I was just trying to be diplomatic. You know, he was trying to build bridges because Dennis Rodman, the basketball player and former husband to Carmen Electra, he is the voice of America, and he thought he could speak for, you know, to Kim Jong Un, but I guess he couldn't. And he's upset because he feels like, you know, nobody appreciated him and they just wanted to kill him after that.
After he spoke with Kim?
Yeah, he said he couldn't go home. He was on the news, honestly, girl. He was crying.
So did
to
he?
Don Lemon. He was crying to Don Lemon on CNN. I can't go home. Was it Don Lemon or is it that other white guy? The white guy. Don Lemon's black. But I get it.
We have him joining us on the show. He made his way to Singapore.
That's the white guy.
Right now. Good to see you again, my friend. Dennis, can you hear me?
I'm tired.
First thing he said was he's tired.
Yeah.
You have, what does your hat say?
I'm so tired. I've been out here.
What's my hat say?
Oh, good. Now I can see it.
Let's so you make have America make... great again.
All right.
You got it right there? You got it?
Yeah, he's wearing a MAGA hat the entire time.
You made your way to Singapore. How important is this to you? You talked a lot about
it. Oh, my God.
So, yeah, you don't have to love to go on because it just at some point he's just going to start crying.
Oh, so he's like physically crying.
He's actually crying, girl. He's
so weird.
I think that if Trump goes in there with a great heart, with his heart on the table, and let Kim Jong Un see
his heart on the table, like really it's a fucking basketball game.
It's like speaking to him.
Anywhere you find the energy that keeps doing
it. It's like girl bye. It's a whole girl bye. It's very funny if you like watching men cry.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because you think about like how he must have been replaced by some like robot that's controlled by the government to help persuade public opinion or something.
That is not where I thought you were going to go with that comment.
You know, when like celebrities take like really like crazy left turns in their careers and you're like, what the fuck happened? And people are like, they were replaced by an actor and it's not them anymore. Like people think Avril Lavigne was replaced.
I could buy that one.
Yeah.
She looked like an android or something.
Yeah.
She married that guy from
Sum 41.
No, the other one.
Not Creed. Nickelback.
Nickelback.
Yeah.
Look at this photograph. Before Avril was a robot.
I bet Gwen Stefani's a robot too.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think she is now as well.
And then Adam Levine. I think he just does a lot of coke though.
Yeah.
We're now sitting.
Yeah, they had to sit now.
Yeah.
It's fireside chat time. I would like to apologize for my aggressions earlier.
No, I liked it. It helped fuel the show.
You know, fuck you. No, I'm just kidding.
Honestly, you can still fuck them sitting down.
Wow.
This is just like, but now you're, I think it's extra scary if you're sitting down and you're intimidating. Because if I have to stand up and fuck you up, you're going to be really fucked up.
But if I can sit and fuck you up. It's like magic, right?
It's magic.
Magic.
There's like a little wave of the finger and then toot toot, you done.
Toot toot.
Toot toot.
All right.
Wait, what were we just talking about? Oh, robots.
Dennis Rodman. Korea. And we were going to get into Trump, I guess.
Do you want to?
Well, all I can really say is that Trump did speak with Kim Jong-un in a meeting. He didn't take any like physical notes because he says his memory's impeccable. They didn't like didn't like physically like sign anything to agree on anything. denuclearization of like any country at this point in our current times is never going to happen, because as Donald Trump has proven, it gives illegitimate leaders who fucking murder their own populations and starve them to death, it gives nuclear weapons, give them like legitimacy. Yep. So by Trump meeting with Kim Jong-un personally, it's clearly working by keeping their nuclear weapons. So I don't know. Nothing happened except we made Kim Jong-un look like a real leader.
We all took the bait.
Yeah, we did take the bait. It's really shitty.
I didn't even know that happened. I don't believe him. I don't believe. I can't. I can't with this man.
You don't believe
Donald Trump. I don't. You're just saying stupid shit.
If we all just like collectively started being like, ew, you're lying, and like ignoring him, what would happen? We just all like started to ignore Donald Trump.
That's how I feel.
That
always.
Is the best tactic.
Ew.
It was a South Park episode when they all decided to ignore Cartman.
Exactly.
And Cartman believed that he was dead. And the only person that could see him was Butters. So he thought he had to like repent for his sins. So maybe we could do that with Trump.
I mean, I kind of think like the handbook for dealing with Trump is the same as the handbook for Cartman.
Yeah.
Essentially.
But that works always in life. I love ignoring people. It's my favorite thing.
What?
Ooh, it's cold.
It's like, it's so wonderful. It's like, oh my God. And like talk really nice to everybody around them until they act right.
Don't ever do that to me.
It's the best.
Please don't ever do that.
Oh my God.
Please.
I was going to say, you didn't say please.
You know how much a big of a bitch I am though? I've done that before. Like I was really mad at a lot of my coworkers and I walked in. I didn't say anything. I just walked in. I just did my job. And they were like, what's wrong? I was like, nothing. I just kept doing my job. And then they were like, okay, listen, we're all fucked up and we need to get our lives together. And I was like, I know. And then they did. And it took about 2 hours. I'm a very loud person. I think that goes back to the whole sitting down and just wave that little finger, a little toot toot. Mm.
Toot toot.
Just a little toot toot.
Little toot toot.
Just start ignoring people. So fuck the president.
Yeah, fuck the president.
Because he ain't shit. I think we need to take a break because I need to figure out A, what we're talking about next, and B, I don't know. Thanks.
And this is Hitman's Miss You, Cat Moops remix, one half of the Hydrabad Squad from Atlanta.
Welcome back to GTFL Radio.
Hey.
I have not listened to Cat Moopin forever.
You were like entranced.
Yeah, it's so good.
Holy shit.
It's such a good song.
I was like, is she okay?
Yeah.
He's a cool dude.
I was just really
like
into the beat.
Do you know Cat Moop has Chick-fil-A like six times a week minimum. It's a weird thing.
That's bad.
Yeah. It's gross.
It's funny, though.
Is it funny?
He makes it funny.
Why is it bad for your body? That's some gay hating chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there's that.
So he's supporting gay hating chicken.
Oh, man.
Like, that's a lot of money.
Wait, but if the chickens hate gays, then eating them is...
gay.
Good.
I don't think it works like that, guys.
Oh.
Sorry.
Damn.
It's not how the Lord works.
Isn't that how homophobia works?
What? What?
You eat the homophobia from the homophobic
restaurant. So Initiative 77 is happening here in Washington, D.C.
So
Initiative 77 is a, I guess, is it a proposal for a bill or is it actually a bill? I don't know how government
initiative?
Works. Yeah. Basically, they're trying to get restaurants to pay their workers a livable wage.
Yeah.
Instead of a tip minimum wage and then tipped on top of that, that tip minimum wage. I am a restaurant worker.
Yes, you
and
are.
So I was a little conflicted at first because I really wanted to have our... I would love a fucking minimum wage or a nice livable wage plus my tips. And that's what they're trying to say is going to happen with this shit here in Washington, D.C. It's very successful in San Francisco. I believe that servers make it like $10 an hour or some shit.
Yeah, San Francisco is like the fucking moon, though.
Yeah. Well, San Francisco is really different from D.C. because it has a much richer restaurant culture and industry. Like they have an infrastructure built to like sustain restaurants to be able to have.
Also, just all the wild shit works in San Francisco.
Who?
All the wild shit works in San Francisco.
I don't know what that means.
Like weird new apps and stuff. They're always only in San Francisco.
The techie bros who have a ton of money.
Yeah, they always... Anyway, yeah, minimum wage in D.C. is $12.50 and tipped minimum wage is $3.33.
Mm-hmm. And I think they're trying to get it to be, what, $15 an hour?
Yeah.
For service industry people?
Mm-hmm.
I make well more than $15 an hour. I'm not trying to...
Yeah. Well, the idea is that you get paid more because there are plenty of people, there are plenty of restaurants with... workers who do not make $15 an hour.
True.
With their tips. So it's trying to like kind of even the playing field because there are plenty of people who work at restaurants where they are able to make those kinds of that kind of tip money.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is that you aren't getting rid of the tips. Like people are still allowed to tip, and the idea is that the restaurants right now are kind of getting away with, you know, more or less free labor when they shouldn't, like, they should have to pay their employees, and they're not. And they think that maybe that the cost of paying employees a reasonable wage is going to be passed on to the consumer, and then food prices are going to go up.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be true. The thing is, like, we don't really know what's going to happen. There's, like, this is something that's being tested, I think, in a lot of places.
Yeah.
There
are a lot of restaurants in D.C. that have actually tried to serve or have people just work one wage and eliminate tipping.
Yeah.
And sort of, like, balance their labor costs that way.
Yeah.
Their labor and food costs. It didn't work exceptionally well.
Yeah. I don't know which restaurants.
Sally's Middle Name started out like that.
So they didn't have any tips.
There were no tips. Everybody was paid a salary.
Yeah.
And I think eventually they eliminated it because it wasn't sustainable. Like with like, I don't know what their hour. I mean, it's like their.
It's a hard one
patronage.
To figure out.
Well, it's hard to figure out if you're doing it like as a restaurant by yourself and you don't have like all your other competitors participating
right.
in the same
True.
Program, because then you do have like, you know, like then other restaurants like aren't having to pay for those costs, and it's not like it's not the same.
True.
Different advantages or disadvantages, I guess.
Yeah,
you could
say. You go to Europe though, and it's
but you
like,
don't have any like you have nobody to compare it with.
They don't. They don't tip.
They don't.
They don't tip. They have a healthcare system. People are healthier. People are generally happier.
It's a weird thing. The tipping is a weird thing.
It is.
It's a really strange thing.
It is weird. I'm not sure how I feel about it, honestly. I mean, I did hear this one interesting argument that if we were to pay people $15 an hour instead of, like, you know, and then, like, the restaurant's having to consider, okay, we need to pay our employees, like, real money instead of just relying on, like, our customers to pay them, because that's essentially what's happening, then we wouldn't have such an influx of restaurants that are in turn like gentrifying the neighborhoods, because it would be harder to actually open up a restaurant when you consider costs.
That's a great take. Interesting. That's a really good take. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, it like kind of slows it down a little bit to make it more like realistic, I think. And there was another thing where a lot of restaurants that were opposed to it here in DC, because it's not, they have like 7 years or something to put it into effect.
Good Lord.
So restaurants have 7 years to figure out how they're going to pay their employees at $15, right? Which is a long time. Most of the restaurants that don't approve of Initiative 77 haven't even been around for that long.
Yep.
So,
I don't know. From my perspective, I think it's an interesting argument, again, but for people that they hire, because the restaurant industry is notorious for finding people who want to make some cash quick or make some money quick, and then
That's also like a misconception, because there's plenty of people that have it as careers.
So that's the other issue. There are a lot of people who do have it as a career, like myself.
Yeah.
And so it's frustrating to work with people who don't see this as a real job. So maybe it would have forced people to hire smarter and keep employees. I think having a tip minimum wage is pretty easy to, like, hire anybody, see if it works out or not.
Could raise, like, the quality of, like, service in general. I get so mad when I have a server that's, like, really bad, because I'm like, you know, you're making servers look bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you should not be doing this. If you don't want to be here, it's, like, really obvious you don't want to be here.
It could do a lot of good things, but I'm wondering on the business side, people are saying it's going to be very costly. We're going to lose a lot of restaurants here in D.C. And there may be a lull in our pay. So I'm curious to see what happens.
Oh, yeah, you don't vote in D.C.
I don't.
Don't you wish you voted in D.C. now?
I still have to move to D.C.
Legal.
After 7 years of living here, it's time for me to move here.
Yeah, I mean, aren't you paying taxes in two places?
Just D.C. It's problematic. I'm probably going to go to jail.
You're not going to go to jail.
I don't have enough money to go to jail, but like, I feel like...
You're not going to go to jail for that.
I'm like, I don't know, guys. Just take whatever.
Damn, I'm so torn on this one.
I'm really torn, too. I'm not going to lie. Because I was listening to the Kojo Namdi show, which is on NPR, and it covers, like, local...
He's so tight.
He is really tight. It covers, like, local issues here in D.C., and they had someone on it, and they were, like, doing research for this issue. It was really, really hard, because she was like, I do this for a living, and I'm having trouble, like, finding studies that aren't biased, because you find studies that are both pro Initiative 77 / like raising minimum wage for service workers.
Mm-hmm.
And one's studies that are against it, but they're each being paid for like either side. They're, you know, like organizations that represent either side. Damn, salad. Sorry, that was an inside joke. These people just walked by carrying huge bowls of salad.
And she is vegan, so this is just... That was just a dream come true.
Wow, that's amazing.
We decided our new greeting was going to be salad.
It was just a salad.
So I had to say it. Anyways, both sides are paying for these studies, so you're like, well, they're both biased then,
because they are.
And then you're like, well, what the fuck? Because we don't have any like real world examples of transitioning.
True.
Into this. It's not like Europe where it's already been like that. It's like we're changing it.
Well, I don't know. There's also a lot of places in DC that are low key paying people
in drugs,
but mostly like a lot of the restaurants and a lot of your nicer. Did I say hotels?
Nope.
Oh, I thought I said hotels.
You
I
said restaurants. Wow. I
definitely just like completely blacked out.
Salad.
Stop it. Hotels are paying their employees a nice minimum wage with that good, they are tipped
good
upon.
Good amount of lettuce. Yeah. Salad.
Fuck all y'all.
Okay. The hotels are paying what?
Fuck you, bitch. That's what they're paying you.
Green.
They're paying
you.
The fuck you paid. They're already getting paid like a nice minimum wage plus their tips.
Yeah.
So I wonder, like, I mean, and they're probably, but I guess they're backed by like these huge corporations because they are like part of hotels. So maybe they can afford it differently.
Who's doing their books? Operationally, they still, you know, they're still like functioning as like a standalone. Because if it becomes, if an individual like unit becomes unprofitable, they're not going to like subsidize it necessarily with something else. Because it like, unless it's like a passion project, I guess. It just wouldn't make sense though, financially.
Girl, I don't know. I don't know, but fuck all y'all. I guess vote no.
I'm super torn. I mean, I know a lot of people that are like, who like work in the service industry. There's like a huge campaign. The only thing that I'm seeing is people are like, vote no on Initiative 77.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I mean, should we? Like,
that's what I'm concerned about. No, so there's been a lot of push like with, in my industry, people at restaurants themselves, like they've become their own advocates, which has been really cool to see, is people going out and talking with their customers and their clients about the initiative. Because I mean, honestly, a lot of people are going to, the way that it's worded on the ballot, it's like, do you believe that restaurant workers should make a livable wage?
So it's like really manipulative.
It's a manipulative wording on the ballot.
Fucking.
And people just found out about it, and it doesn't explain what the actual initiative is going to do, which is crazy. So people are working overtime to have a conversation about Initiative 77. I don't know. And I honestly, like I said, I've seen how it's working in San Francisco, and I understand how it works in other countries, but I don't see how it would work here. I can't see in the long term. And honestly, I'm prepared to leave the industry if I have to. Yeah. Because I can, but there aren't a lot of people that can.
I feel like, because for me, like, I always tip 20%. Like, you have to be, like, super shitty. And I can probably, like, count the number of times in my hand where I've tipped, like, under 20%.
Mm-hmm.
And I just do that because, like, I just feel like you should. Like, it's really, like, typically, like, on your average bill, you know, assuming like I don't go out to really fancy restaurants that often, so it's not like that much more money.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that like a lot of people don't automatically tip 20%.
Yeah. They don't. My ex's sister would not, she would go out and she would purposely not tip bartenders because she didn't feel like it was a real job. That's there are really people out there that think like that. She's
that's
not the
so
only one.
Shitty.
She's a whole bitch, but.
Four quarters, one whole bitch.
She a whole bitch, but there's a whole community of people that think that, like, it's not a real job and that, you know, we should be paid by our employers anyway.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I do think that there's something wrong with the fact that restaurants are getting away with not paying their employees.
Yeah, man. It's like,
like, just, you know, not saying that, like, okay, regardless of the fact that it ends up, like, you know, in theory changing how people tip, just, like, in general, like, if you were to sort of strip the like, politics aside and the repercussions. Like, it does seem weird that there is this industry that doesn't have to pay their employees.
I think it's, as a consumer, does it make you, does it change the way that you look at the person who's serving you? Because if you think about it, we kind of are like beholden to an establishment and like what they are able to produce to like how we interact with you. Like, what we could kind of look like, we do look like servants sometimes to some people.
Totally. That's why people act entitled.
They do. People talk down to
it's
you
like
all the
work
fucking time.
For that tip. Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, it might mean that a lot of like small mom and pop's places have to close though. Because you know, a lot of those places only exist because of this. Like, you know what I mean?
If
you
it does.
If you don't have the business and the revenue, and you can get by with this tipped minimum wage. So, but maybe it's, I don't know.
But it's like, is that going, I don't know.
It's a tricky one.
Mm-hmm. It really, yeah, I'm so torn. I feel like if I vote like either, I feel like if I vote yes, I will start, I would be like part of something that could go terribly wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, if I vote no, then like no harm done because it's already working what we have now in theory, mm-hmm. I
in
guess.
In theory though, but then you have all these, you know, all these issues
yeah,
in the restaurant industry too.
That's very true.
It is tricky. I think that the initiative was proposed in earnest. I think he meant well, or they meant well. I hope.
Yeah, I hope they meant well.
I hope they meant well. Girl, you never
know. Well, instead there was something, some like sinister, like developer, like restaurant
always is, girl.
Thing going on.
It is
on.
Always. Is
there, it always is. And that has actually been a theory that's been brought up. That they think it's about gentrification and making sure that the mom and pops are able to move out. And then you can bring in these new people. Get these spaces.
Then it makes it harder to like start new restaurants, and only the people that like already have the capital to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't. Fuck.
It's complicated.
Yeah. Fuck this city.
Fuck everything. Kidding. Honestly, just leave. What do they have? Oh, look, girl, more salad.
Oh my god,
salad. So many salads.
I love it. We have seen 4 salads walk by today. Wow. Ooh, 6 salads.
Whoa.
6 salads?
6 salads.
Wow.
She said.
That was 6 dings.
That looks. That one looks a little crunchy. There's some yellow stuff in there.
Yes.
It looks purple really good. Stuff.
Should we take a quick break?
For salad?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. All
right, cool. Let's get some. More from Cat Moop. This one's called Sequins. Be right back. What if you could tip your musicians?
I've been tipped before while DJing.
I know a lot of DJs that have tip jars.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like payola, though. That's not tipping. That's like, here's some money, pay this, play the song I want.
No, I've definitely had, I mean, it's been girls that have like given me money and they've been like, this is fucking awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, girlfriend.
They're not like asking for anything. It's dudes who are fucking like, I'll give you $20 to play this shitty song that you don't have. I'm like, I don't.
Speaking of dudes.
Yeah.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman. I did not
speaking
have
of shitty
sexual
dudes.
Relations with that woman. I did not.
So you know what that sound means?
sexual.
It's time. Mentiras y mierdas. This is the section of the show where we find one topic and we discuss the lies and shit beneath that topic. Today's topic is going to be complicated.
Hey, before you get into it, y'all see Bill Clinton losing his shit on Monica Lewinsky when he got interviewed for his book recently?
Girl, no. Tell me
about
it.
Oh, God.
Where was the interview?
It was on Today. can we just...
This day? Yeah. Oh, like, not today's show, but like today.
Today's show.
I agree with everything. I still have some... questions about some of the decisions.
Damn, he sounds old as fuck.
No, he's not doing well, but he got red-faced and angry.
But you typically have ignored gaping facts in describing this, and I bet you don't even know them. This was litigated 20 years ago. Two-thirds of the American people sided with me. They were not insensitive to that. I had a sexual harassment policy when I was governor in the 80s.
This is his response to the interviewer just very simply like asking a softball question about the Me Too movement and accountability.
Ooh.
He's like, hey, wait, this was like, everyone agreed with me, you know.
Wow, yeah. That's so awkward.
Your man's is...
Well, he's very old.
He's a lost cause.
He looks really skinny.
He's not doing well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For those of you who didn't know, he did a book with James Patterson.
Exactly.
On, I don't know, something about White House, and it's like a criminal thriller or some shit. I don't know.
He wrote a real-ass book?
Well, he did it with James Patterson, so I don't know. He probably just, like, had ideas and described the inside of the White House in detail, since we're not allowed to go visit it anymore. Thanks to terrorists.
Oh, is the terrorist Donald Trump?
No, it was just because of 9/11, and then they like shut everything down. Bless you.
Excuse me. I'm allergic to Donald Trump.
So
sorry to sidetrack.
There are state primaries happening. This is a very big election year for United States of America. There are almost all the seats in the Senate and the House are up for grabs.
Well, this is something I can look up real quickly because I'm totally prepared for this.
Girl.
States. House primaries. Prepare. Here's my Googling search.
Google.
I don't know. I found election dates.
I don't know. Well, it's... God damn it. These headphones are just crazy right now.
Yeah.
They're completely off of my head.
We didn't eat salad today. This is why...
I don't know. There's a lot of crazy people out there. So prepared.
Yeah. I'm just going to let this go. So anyways, there's lots of primaries coming up. And what happens in primaries for these open seats in Congress? Wait, there's one, two. I don't know. That's a lot of states.
Are you going to count them? Doesn't somebody just have a number?
50.
Yeah, there's 50 states.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
Yep.
That's the truth. That's definitely not a lie. It's here as the mierdas.
Yeah, so we're trying to figure out right now which two candidates are going to be running against each other in November for each state that is having pre-primary. It's not funny because it's true. You told me to shut up. I know, right? Because fuck state primaries. Let's talk about this. So did you hear how some of these states are having this ranked voting?
What the fuck does that mean?
Right? The fuck is ranked voting? So I think California and Maine are doing this, and I feel like there's another state doing this. So what you do is you, instead of just saying, I vote for this person.
Okay.
You say... I vote for this person, but I also vote for this person. And then if I had my third choice, I would vote for this person.
What kind of dumb shit is that? Why can't people just make a choice?
I don't know. It's like it's fucking kindergarten or some shit.
I like you first and you second and you not so much.
So they're saying that it's supposed to be more fair, but then it's like changing how politics are being played. And then it's so that like the votes don't get taken. Well... So far, yes. It hasn't been, I don't know, I think people are trying to challenge it in certain places. Probably people that have, like, lost elections because of it. I don't fucking know. It's fucking weird.
Ranked voting.
Yeah, I still don't get why we have like electoral vote and girl, we don't fucking by the popular vote.
Ain't that the biggest American scam?
Yes.
We've been fucked twice from it.
We would not have Bush. We would not have Trump.
Okay. Oh.
This fucking elections.
Yo.
Democracy is our mentiras y mierda.
How do we in the Electoral College? Like, because that shit is just...
I don't know.
It's such an embarrassing thought.
Yeah.
It never works.
No.
It never works. It's just so stupid. And that's, I mean, that is kind of a... It's fucked up. I have no other words for it.
Yeah.
No educated words.
It's fucking stupid. I wish I had, like, dip in my mouth. Or fucking stupid. Fucking
stupid.
That's what it is. Fucking stupid. Sorry, not... Anyone who, I guess, has country accent.
No,
sorry.
Country accents are fine, but dipping is very stupid. It's bad for your gums. And you look disgusting.
I see french fries and asparagus. That's called salad, too.
Babe, are you hungry?
No.
Okay. Well, it's 11:50. I guess
I know. We need to get the fuck out of here.
Wow, that was a really good mentiras y mierdas.
Yeah, I think we should just keep on bringing up the fact that elections are lies.
They are.
I'm siding with Russia on this one.
It's a whole scam. It is like the whole scam.
My president is Putin.
On that note, thank you so much for listening to GTFO Radio. Salad.
We're calling this salad.
Salad.
Calling this salad.
Oh my God.
So is the name of the show Salad or is it... What the fuck? Yeah. How about it's what the fuck? Salad!
What the salad?
What the salad?
What the salad? Hey, thank you for listening. This is Paige, listener.
I'm Allison Lane.
Be sure to follow us on Twitter at GTFO_radio. We're live every Thursday, 11 a.m. Eastern at fullserviceradio.org.
Thanks, bye!
Bye.